an old shoulder, Clarity Delight. Well, she burnt the gate, lead. It's all over by the betting section. The other filly, Playable.
Hide Preachers.
Tried hard, but your filly was just too good.
Yeah, she is, and she's probably proved now that she's been the best filly all year. She's won 5 out of 6 and won the 2 big races. So you know we're pretty happy with the way she's gone, and you can't do any more than win, Pete, I guess. You know, she's run 2:03 in the heat, 2:05 in the final. You know, for a 2-year-old filly on this track and weather and that sort of thing tonight, it's a pretty good run. Nathan's horse went good, though. It's a pretty smart horse. But
Playable Tree, yeah. Now, Clarity Delight, she won the Betfair, and she won that well. She seems to have improved a bit since she had a little freshen up to bring come back for the Evicus, and she won the Blue Bonnet and Launceston first up, and I thought that was a super win.
Yes, she did. Well, she's actually won 3 feature races now this year, and the 3 biggest feature races. So, yeah, she has gradually improved as the year gone on. She's only had 6 starts though, Pete. So, you know, we've spaced her races out purposely and give her little breaks along the way and all the rest of it. She's very big gangly filly, and you've just got to be careful with that type of horse, you know. But Christian's managed it well, he drives it well, and I guess, providing she pulls up okay, we'll probably go to the Breeders' Crown Heat in Launceston next week, and I think Christian, providing she goes over, and Christian's pretty keen to head off to Melbourne.
Lovely. I hope to be over the final, by the way.
I hope so, mate.